Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 99. So the last few have been adjusting plans, limiting technology. We've been touching on New Year's resolutions, all of these things to set you up for the new year. Now, in 99, it's kind of just a one-off. We are going to just vent and go off of things. So as life goes, we all need to talk about things. So as 99 today is, one of the things that I would start looking into in life completely is just look at all aspects of it, not just fitness in the gym. Which areas have you been giving energy and not reciprocating it? You're not getting it back. That is one. Then look at the areas that you feel refilled. We've touched on this numerous times, but think about the areas where you can actually feel, okay, I feel more recharged out of it. We want to increase and focus on those areas. We want to actually increase our time in those. Another thing that we want to do is make sure that we're in positive situations so that we're getting the most out of life. And by doing that, you will make the most of it and you will actually start feeling better about yourself. I have found that when you refill, you're more useful. We touched many times before on work as well. If you take it home, you're not going to be as charged. So make sure that you are not taking as much home and that you actually are fully recharged so that you have more energy for people. People need to realize that you can't live on your phone and you can't be on it all the time. One of the beautiful things about technology is we can stay in contact and do so much more. But one of the negatives is definitely you can be contacted at any given time and things need to be adjusted and things need to, and sometimes people expect it to be done yesterday. So they have to understand that you are human and you need time as well for yourself. So one of those things that I have found is just having that thing in silent or do not disturb when you leave work, that can really help you make the most of your day. Another thing that I have found is just talking with people and setting things up way in advance so that if that's your job, getting ahead on things, that just instantly makes you feel better and then you're not having to deal with so much last minute stuff. Last minute stuff, of course, happens, but we don't want to deal with it as much as we have in the past. So that's just some of the things that I would say is just ask yourself some questions and stay and figure out exactly where your life path is. One of the things that I have found that is just asking yourself a few things and going off of things, seeing where your energy is. Energy filling is where you're feeling like your cup's refilled, and getting your cup refilled is one of those number one things where you, when you go into a situation and you come out of it on that natural high, those are the situations you want to be in. So look at the areas of your life where that is happening and understanding that we've touched on positives and negatives before, but understanding that when people are dumping stuff on you all the time, it actually takes your energy. So realizing that work is for work. And then when you're in your social time, make sure you're refilling and surrounding yourself with amazing people, because that will make a huge difference to you and everybody in your life. You'll actually have more energy for them. So asking yourself those things will make the most of it. And that's kind of today's focus, is do not allow things to track around and take away your life and be wasting all of your social time so that you're not refilled. You need to be refilled and you need to refill your cup. That is today's, is refilling your cup. And you need to ask yourself, in which areas of life are you really needing? So like if you're working 9 to 5 and then you take work home 5 to 8 and then you're staring at your phone, where are you needing that refill? Who are the people that refill it? What are the situations or activities that really refill you? Make sure that you have time for these. Now, asking yourself, if you're being on your phone all the time, is that refilling you? Or are you doing things that are making you feel good, or are you wasting time on it? Another thing is asking yourself if it's urgent to deal with that thing right now, or can it wait? Getting ahead on your schedule and everything will allow this to you to start reflecting more and actually feeling out how life will go. It is one of the best ways to start actually assessing, okay, this area is filling me, these are not. Maybe this area, I don't want this activity in it anymore because when I go into it, I feel worse. And then the areas where this activity is awesome, maybe I do more than once a week, I feel great about it, and I'm fully refilled. That's some of the things that I think most people need to start asking themselves, because as you start going through life, a lot of people have no idea why they're where they're at, or maybe sometimes they don't understand, well, I felt so great in this situation. Sit back, reflect on that, and start realizing exactly what areas of your life you are feeling awesome in, and then which areas of your life sometimes you're down and not feeling as good. Find yourself in those, start thinking about it, and then realizing which areas you need to increase and which ones decrease. So refilling your cup. Now, closing it out, as always, think about and give yourself a challenge of which areas are refilling you, making you feel the best about yourself. Which areas are you going to spend more time in? Which people are you going to spend more time in? We've asked this before, but ask yourself again. Which areas are filling you up and making you feel amazing about yourself? Which areas are you going to increase and start really reflecting and seeing, okay, these people need to be in my life more? And then other ways is just understanding how you are not going to take work home. Number one, maybe put your do not disturb from certain hours and on weekends, and spending time with people in actual in person if you can, because this will allow you to do more activities. And of course, going into the new year, challenge yourself to maybe try some new things with friends, try some things where you can actually spend more time in person rather than just doing things on a computer or digitally, because this face-to-face interaction and spending time, especially if they're positive, will refill you up and make you feel way better about yourself. So, as always, ask yourself these things and challenge yourself and surround yourself with amazing people. Have a great day, and we will chat again soon.